Welcome to Walk. Your host is Patty Compton Christopher. Throughout our program today, with testimonies of healing through God's power and with Patty's personal walk with God, you'll be enlightened to make choices that can truly change your life. And now, your host, Patty Compton Christopher.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing? Or as we say in New Orleans, where you at? This is Patty Compton Christopher, and you are listening to Walk on the Seventh Wave channel of Voice America Radio. Now, this show is about our daily walk with God, and my hope is to awaken thought to the healing Christ as a present help, not just something that happened in the past in biblical times. Even today, with the understanding of God and His laws, we can be healed of whatever ails us, whether it be physical, mental, job-related, marital, or other relationships, economic, whatever it is that depresses or distresses, we can be healed of it. So, I say to everyone listening, just as Christ Jesus said to the man who had lain 38 years at the pool of Bethesda, rise, take up thy bed and walk. So pack up your bed of sorrows and anxieties, fears and distresses, and let's walk together with God. Because as it says in Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. Today, our topic of discussion is God is the only power. But before we get on our topic, I wanted to remind you that this week there is a series of free talks given by Christine Dreesen, a member of the Christian Science Board of Lectureship. The first talk happens tonight, Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. It is entitled Healing with Scientific Certainty, and is being held at the Covington Community Center, 317 North Jefferson Avenue in Covington. You better write these things down, 317 North Jefferson Avenue in Covington, at 7 p.m. tonight. It is sponsored by First Church of Christ Scientist Covington. The second talk is tomorrow morning, Friday, October 19th, at the Time for Thinkers Book Club, which happens at 11 a.m. in the reading room of Fourth Church of Christ Scientist, located on the corner of Polk and Katina. That's 134 Polk Avenue in Lakeview, New Orleans. At this talk, Christine will tell about her chapter on Christian Science, which she wrote for a book entitled The Soul of Medicine, Spiritual Perspectives and Clinical Practices. Now, the last free talk by Dreesen is on Saturday, October 20th at 10:30 a.m. at First Church of Christ Scientist, 1434 Nashville Avenue in Uptown New Orleans. This lecture is entitled Healing Violence Through the Christ Love. These talks are all free and open to the public. So come by and bring a few friends. We'd love to see you there. I'd like to start by reading a few Bible passages testifying to God as the only power. Psalm 62:11. God speaks once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. In other words, nothing else possesses power but God. Psalm 66:7, He ruleth by His power forever. Not only does God rule forever, but His power is eternal. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 20, beginning at verse 3, we read about how Jehoshaphat goes to battle with the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, leaning totally upon God's power. And I'm reading now. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned away from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given to us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. So the children of Israel didn't even lift a hand to their enemies. And by God's power, the enemy was self-annihilated. Think about that. This is a present possibility. No matter what it is that you see, look for those opportunities to sing God's praises and thereby eliminate all opposition to God's cause. I love that thought of singing, having the power of God behind it. Every time I declare God is the only power in response to an ache or pain, the pain ceases. There is no doubt in my mind that God is omnipotent, all-powerful. Regardless of what I see happening around me or on the news, I know that God is the only power. The declaration of God's all power changes the situation immediately around to the right way. Now, one day, while visiting a horse farm with my daughter, we heard a tremendous crash. And on the paralleling the Mississippi River is what we call the River Road. And it's a two-way road. And very close to where this farm was an intersection into a subdivision. Well, so a young man decided he was going to pass in a no-passing zone. And this was how the collision occurred. Well, immediately upon hearing this tremendous crash, I declared that God was the only power. And I also remember thinking, God is surrounding and enfolding and protecting all of his children. And then I started saying the scientific statement of being from the Christian Science textbook. And it goes like this. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor sense in man. All is infinite mind and its manifestation. For God is all in all. Now, that means that there is nothing but God. Since there is nothing but God, and God is life, then there can be only eternal life, not material life subject to death. Since there is nothing but God, there can be no opposing power that could take the lives of the people involved in the collision. And this was what I was knowing as I was saying that scientific statement of being. I was calling all of God's power into the situation. Now, when we arrived at the scene, of the collision. And it was a few moments later. Everyone was sitting on the ground with a look of amazement on their faces, as if to say, how can we still be alive? And this young man was sitting on the ground, and he was weeping bitterly. And I said, are you okay? And he said, yes, I'm gonna lose my job now. I'm late. I'm going to lose my job. He said, I passed where I wasn't supposed to pass because I was running late. And now I'm going to lose my job. So I sat there with him. And I said the Lord's Prayer with him. And when we were finished, I said, now, God has saved you alive and all these people alive for a very good purpose. Now, you need to find out what that purpose is. And you need to go about God's business. Well, even after leaving the scene, I, knowing that God is the only power and God is the only life. And do you know that there were no police reports of anyone dying during or after that head-on crash? All it takes is one person understanding this truth that God is the only power. And the entire situation is turned around. Now, we are going to be going to a break in a little minute, but I want you to stay tuned because I have a very wonderful testimony of healing that's coming up. And I want you to speak because it's something that most people don't even believe can happen. And this is Patty Compton Christopher, and you are listening to Walk on the Voice America Radio 7th Wave Channel. And we have been talking about God is the only power. So stay tuned.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, all things are possible with God. Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christiansciencelouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. Vocally Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocallystudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocallystudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocal E Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit vocallystudiosupplies.com and .net today. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
Well, we're back again talking about God is the only power. And I said before the break, all it takes is one person understanding this truth that God is the only power, and the entire situation is turned around. So, it is our duty, knowing this and understanding God, to pray at those moments, knowing God's all power. We don't have to worry about how many people are praying with us. We don't have to be concerned with even whether even one person believes it. Because when they see the results of it, that would be enough for them to be convinced of God's all power. So look for those opportunities to declare God's all power. Now, in the Bible, in the story of David and Goliath, we have a very dynamic example of that belief, that understanding of God's all power. King Saul's entire army was stymied by the size of one man, Goliath of Gath, or Goth, a giant who was fighting for the Philistines. And I mean, you know, you see all the other rest of the army, but they were stymied by this one man because he challenged Saul's army to send one man to fight him. And nobody was willing to go up against this giant. Nobody understood that God was the only power that they could withstand him and win. And what he was saying was that if he would send one man, if Saul's army would send one man to fight him, and if Goliath won, then the Israelites would be servants of the Philistines. But if the Israelite won, then the Philistines would be their servants. Now, David was a mere shepherd boy, and he had been pulled out of the fields with his flocks by his dad and Jesse, who asked him to go to where the Saul's army was encamped to find out about how his brothers were doing, because they were all in the army. And he says, go and bring this food to them and then report back to me how they're doing. So this was how David ended up in the Israelites' camp. And so when he heard what Goliath was saying, he wasn't afraid. And you can say, well, it's just because he was naive, he was just a young boy. But no, he had no doubt of God's power because of his experience with protecting the sheep. He knew that God had saved him from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. And he knew that he could easily save him from the Philistine. So he proposed to go himself to slay Goliath. He wasn't the least bit fearful. King Saul, on the other hand, was not too keen on sending the young boy out there without a bunch of armor, and he made him put all this armor on, and made him get all decked out, and it was very heavy, and it was very cumbersome, and it was way too big. And David refused it. He said he hadn't tried it, so he didn't want to use what he hadn't tried. But he was willing to use what he had tried, which was his slingshot. And he had packed 5 smooth stones into his little grip. And all it took was 1 smooth stone to fell the giant. 1 smooth stone. In the same way, 1 truth understood and declared has the power of God behind it, and so can change any situation. Now, I have heard and read testimonies coming out of Africa which prove this point. There was a man who wasn't even affiliated with the town that he was visiting, and he was walking in the middle of this town where there was a great deal of strife, and there were soldiers, and there'd just been a tremendous amount of fighting. And a group of soldiers were rounding up men suspected of being against the government. And he was just summarily rounded up with 12 men total. And they were held at gunpoint and ordered to get into a truck. And they were driven to a remote area outside of town and told to line up. And they suddenly found themselves standing before a firing squad. Now, this particular man was a Christian Scientist, and he knew that God is the only power. And he immediately thought to himself, you have no power. Only God has power. He continued silently praying this way for several minutes. When the leader of the firing squad ordered the men to shoot, the guns stuck. They jammed. The man continued to pray that God had the only power. The leader ordered the men to fire 3 times, and each time the guns stuck and would not fire. Finally, the leader said, God is protecting you. Go, run, you're free. And they all ran and hid until the troop was out of sight. This man knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is the only power. And so, by holding to that truth, he was able to save the group from the firing squad. Each one of us is capable of doing the same thing to turn a situation around. Early in my practice of Christian Science, I learned that I didn't have to believe every ache or pain or feeling of illness. Every once in a while, after having a splendid morning, I would manifest a throbbing pain somewhere on my body. It was very often, it really would surprise me, and it distressed me, until I complained to my mentor practitioner. This is somebody who is a practitioner who helps beginning practitioners to understand what's going on in the practice. And she said, you know, when I told her that I would start manifesting aches and illnesses for no apparent reason, right out of the blue, she told me that I was picking up on world thought, and that all I needed to do was know that world thought, those fears and anxieties, those pains, had no power. That it was not real. Because God didn't make it. And so, I could just heal it. And once it's healed for myself, I could heal it for anyone. Well, realizing that, as she said, that it was just part of that mental miasma kicking around out there, made it very easy for me to heal it. Because I saw it had no creator. Because God created only good. And God is the only creator. He has all the power and is all power. In that, I could rejoice. I could give thanks. And the healing came instantly. You know, it's just totally amazing. Now, I'd like to tell you about something that just happened to me just last week. I was at my association, my church association meeting. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of groundwork before that. I had visited the day before I left for my trip with a dear friend, and he was complaining about this tremendous feeling of sickness, and there was everything that could be wrong was wrong, and he started naming every little symptom. And as I listened to him, I negated it, and I said, that's to myself mentally, that's not the truth of being about this man, and that's not proof of God's power and so forth. But what I didn't realize was that apparently I didn't heal it for myself, and after I got to my association, I was sleeping the night, and I just woke up feeling horrible, just miserable, and I just couldn't figure out why in the world this was. I had such a wonderful day and so forth, and then it dawned on me, I was experiencing every single one of the symptoms that my friend had described to me. Oh no. So I just said that I refuse that. I refuse it. It is not the truth of being. And I said, I am innocent. And immediately, instantly, when I said, I am innocent, everything disappeared. All the symptoms stopped. And I rejoiced and I said, God is very good. I love God. God is the only power. Now, some time ago, I was called for a healing of herpes. And it was very clear to me that it was a belief in a power greater than God. That somehow the patient believed that a microscopic virus could be more powerful than God Almighty. I understood that God did not make the virus because God made everything very good. And this virus wasn't good. So since it had no real creator, since God wasn't its creator, it had no real creator, then it had no life. Well, God is life. And so, God is also good. But this virus was neither good, nor was it seeming life. Did it have any real life? That life, that seeming life, was false. It was not a part of God's creation. Therefore, it had to disappear just as quickly as it appeared. And it disappeared. It did disappear. Now, some of you out there are saying, well, wait a minute, you know, that's way too much. I'm sorry. I can't accept that. I mean, we have all this evidence before us. But the material world is not the spiritual truth of being. It is illusion. As we learn in Christian Science, it is illusion. So consider everything around you. If it is beautiful, it is still the illusion. It suggests the beauty of God Almighty. But if it is ugly, if it is unhealthy, if it is sick, if it is vicious and mean, it is illusion, and the opposite is the truth. Now, when we come back, I want to tell you about King Hezekiah. I'm going to read the chapter 20 on King Hezekiah with his wonderful healing, and then I'm going to play this wonderful testimony. And so you all have to stick with me here and tune back in. This is Patty Compton Christopher, and we're talking about God is the only power.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Vocalese Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocalisestudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocalisestudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocal E Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit VocalEStudioSupplies.com and .net today. The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, all things are possible with God. Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christianscienceLouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
Well, before the break, I promised you that I would read to you about King Hezekiah and how he trusted God's power to reverse his sickness unto death, as they say in 2 Kings. I'm reading from chapter 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, for Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. It's like it's a sundial. So, with the prayer of Isaiah, that sundial went from whatever time it was to 10 degrees before that. That's only possible with God's power. Now, coming up right in a few seconds, we're going to hear of our testimony, wonderful testimony of my friend Ralph, who was also told to put his household in order. Chad, let's hear that clip.
I have with me today my friend Ralph, and he has told me that he's had a wonderful healing that he'd like to share with us. Ralph?
Yes. Last year I had a healing of cancer. How do I know it was cancer? Well, I happen to live in a block of apartments for retired people. And because of that, there is a permanent warden living there. She, although she knows I have a practitioner, she took no notice and said I was looking yellow and sent for a doctor who immediately sent me to hospital. They gave me various tests and eventually said that I had virulent, whatever that may mean, virulent cancer. Later on, the specialist said, I will get all your affairs in order, because it's never been known ever for a man of your age or anyone of your age to recover. I went straight back to my apartment and rang my practitioner, who said, all you have is what God has given you. You can't have anything else, because there is nothing else. God give you only good, only that which is true. So that's all you have. Let's hold on to that. I went back and forth to the hospital at their request, and they pointed out that cancer, they can't cure it, but they can stop it spreading. Apparently it spreads to other parts of the body. They'd like to do tests in order to decide what treatment to give me to stop it spreading. 2 months went by and I didn't hear anything. And eventually they said, would I go to the hospital? A nurse gave me a scan, I think they call it. She looked very puzzled and went out. And a man with a white coat came in and gave me tests, and he looked puzzled and went out. Eventually the specialist came and he said, what have you been doing? He said, it's gone. I said, what has gone? He said, the cancer is all gone. I said, you probably made a mistake. He said, I've got the x-rays here. You had it. I said, I've prayed. It's prayer. And he couldn't believe it. He said, can I write it up in the medical magazine? I said, no, you didn't do it. And that's the healing.
Oh, Ralph, that was a magnificent healing. I don't think I've heard of anything like that before. This gives hope to so many people.
Well, you know, that's what happened. It just, they kept giving me tests, but not telling me what they were giving me tests for.
Right. So they were actually testing to see what in the world had happened to the cancer.
Where's it gone?
Yeah.
When I said, you obviously made a mistake, he said, no, there they are. He sort of flashed them in my... He didn't mean a thing to me. I don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
But he said... And when I went out of... this was at University Hospital in Coventry, who have a special, what they call, renal department, which is for liver and
kidney, maybe.
And kidney cancer. And he said, we've never known it in the history of medicine. I don't believe that, but because I know scientists have been healed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went out of his office, the various people who'd seen me were in a long line and wanted to shake my hand.
I expect so, because you, to their thought, are a walking miracle.
Well, yeah.
But we know that miracles are not these unusual occurrences, but a normal, natural occurrence in God's kingdom.
And they said, would I go back? And he said, it'll come back. So I went back and he gave me this. He said, I don't know what you've done, but it hasn't.
Yes. That's because it never was true to begin with. And it's not that it wasn't evident on your body, but that it was never truly a reality in God's kingdom.
And also, I wouldn't accept it.
Yes. And that's
key. Through the practitioner who said, you only have what God gives you.
There is
nothing else.
That's right.
There is no other thing for you that anybody has what God gives. And God gives only good. Therefore, that's all you have.
That's right. Exactly. So it's not that we're dependent upon God giving us a perfect body or a perfect material anything. It's that we were created perfect spiritually from the foundation. And that's what she was referring to.
Yeah.
And we never lose that perfection. We never lose that goodness. We never lose that purity and that innocence.
And they think I'm a freak. I don't mind. I don't mind.
You're happy to be a freak.
I'm happy to be a freak.
Well, I'm happy that you're a freak also.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you this is going to give hope to many, many people. God bless you, Ralph, for sharing this with the world.
Yeah, let me say this. I know we don't normally give age in Christian science, but I am over 80, and they said that it has never, never, never been known for anyone over 80 to get better.
Well, they just haven't known Ralph.
No.
And they haven't known Christian science.
No, but I mean, that's important to mention.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. And it's marvelous. It gives thought to many people. God bless you, Ralph, and thank you for sharing.
Well, I hope was that all right?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, how about that? What a marvelous demonstration of God's power. And I know there are people out there who say, well, why didn't it happen for me? And I honestly do not know. But I can tell you that when you are able to understand God's power, that God's power can never be usurped. Never be usurped. Then you have no doubt in your thought. And you know that His power is all there is. And therefore, there is no power in anything that is unlike God, that God did not make. So that's key. How do we know this? We study the Bible. And we study Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. It's not our Bible, it's our textbook. And what I love is how she takes every point that would be an objectionable point and she puts it to right. She knew her Bible backward and forward. She understood God. And she gives us interpretations of the Bible passages in that book that make it absolutely perfectly clear that God's power can never be usurped. And it's key to understand that as His children, made in His image, we were given this power of and for good as a heritage. As it says, we were given dominion in First Genesis. Now, I know I've probably said this before, but I love this quote from Mary Baker Eddy. She says, "Know then that you were given sovereign power to think and act rightly, and that nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love." Sovereign power is the highest power. It's God-given power to think and act rightly. How can we think rightly? Because we know that the divine mind, supreme consciousness, whatever you want to call it, God's mind, is the only mind there is, and we are tributary to that mind. And we don't have to accept all these suggestions that come to us from out of the blue, whether they be in the form of words or feelings or thoughts. We have to understand that the good you do and embody is the only power obtainable. That's something else Mrs. Eddy says. The good you do and embody is the only power obtainable. Does that make you realize that neither evil nor doing evil is power? I hope it does. Because is evil power to you? Well, to the degree that you accept it as a greater power than God, to that degree it will try to overtake you. But when you know that there is no power equal to God, and you do not accept evil as an equal power, then one calls all of God's power into one's life. Do we ignore evil? No. We annihilate it through the Christ truth, through understanding God's all power, omnipotence, and through knowing evil has no power, and evil is no power. Revelation 12:10 says, "And I heard a great voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." So let us be sure to testify to others of our healings, of our trust in God's all power. And certainly this will encourage some soul to know God is the only power. It's been my good pleasure to bring you this healing word today. Remember, with God, all things are possible. And further, I know that God's word goeth out in righteousness and doth not return unto him void, but he maketh it to prosper in the thing wherein he hath sent it. So prosper, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in today to Walk. Patty Compton Christopher will be back again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, and noon Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take hold of Christ's healing power and change your life.